This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed means you can jump in on what you've missed anytime you like. But with September value across the Mazda range, the time to jump into the Mazda BT50 4x4 XT is right now. With 3 years, 45,000 kilometre free scheduled servicing. Conditions apply.
Hello, podcasters.
Kieran, Internet Kieran, come on. Tell everyone what happened in the podcast.
Come on.
Come on, come in. It's a story of just bravery, guys.
Pop your headphones on.
Tell too, everyone what was happened at your place this morning.
I can't believe I'm on the podcast.
No, you're on the podcast.
Okay, go.
I won't tell you a story too.
No, sorry.
This morning, I woke up at my usual time at 4:25 a.m. Mm. 25 minutes to get ready. Now, usually my cats come out and they'll nudge me and say hello. There's no cats and I couldn't find them.
So you woke up your girlfriend?
So I woke up. No, I didn't wake her up at this point. I woke her up later. Exactly. I heard some meows come outside. So I was like, oh, maybe next door. Whoops.
That's okay.
And I heard some meowing outside. I was like, oh, maybe there's another cat that they play with and, you know, they're not up yet. And then I realized, no. That's my cat Lincoln's meow. So I went outside and he came out of the bush. I looked in the bush and they were hugging each other. And he came out of the
Definitely
bush
hugging each other.
Now, my instant thought was, we've had an intruder.
Okay, so was something stolen?
No, the cats were outside.
Was your house turned upside down?
Yeah,
these
are
indoor
cats. Did you find a footprint?
And they were out. They were outside.
So the only thing that tipped you off about the intruder
was the cats were outside.
I mean, right. That's logical.
Is
that's
any
your
broken
first
glass?
Step.
No, well, the window was open.
Is there a chance that Maddie opened the window because it was a nice day yesterday?
She was airing out the house on the weekend, and I don't think the window would have been closed properly. We've had an intruder.
Why did you wake up your girlfriend?
Yeah. I woke up my girlfriend because I couldn't get the other cat out. He was very scared.
Okay. And then why did you call the vet?
I booked an online appointment to the vets because they've never been outside before, so I wanted to make sure that they were okay.
They're meant to go outside.
So you booked a vet appointment. I wished you had a follow through the vet appointment. We've made him cancel it. God, imagine rocking up to the vet and him going, what seems to be the problem here? The cats have been outside.
Oh my God. Humanity. Animals have lived outside, man.
That's their natural
They've never
habitat.
Been outside. They were really scared. So we're
He's got agoraphobic tabbies, guys.
Even the ones in the Egyptian hieroglyphics are outside.
Right. We're going to keep an eye on them for 48 hours and make a decision on Saturday morning.
Anyway, Sphinx is outside.
I diagnose you as being quite unhinged.
I'm just glad I have to tell the restaurant story. So I see ya.
Oh, tell the restaurant story.
The restaurant story tomorrow.
Okay. It's a good story, though.
Save it for tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm excited about the restaurant
story. The restaurant story is, you're ridiculous. We had someone from The Bachelor, one of the girls who...
She's nice, Rhiannon.
She was nice, but she didn't make much of an impact.
No, she didn't. And she seemed like a nice... Maybe that was it. There was nothing to her in that TV sense.
Well, yeah, exactly. She had an awkward moment in the hot air balloon. That's about what we remember her for, right? That was it.
And then the furry was on and...
The furry was amazing.
The furry was great. And we spoke to a Bulldogs player after Mad Monday, an anonymous one.
That was really good.
And that's it, guys.
Okay. Second last pod.
Oh, yeah. Second last pod.
We'll let it go. Bye. Hey,
ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Hello. Oh, good morning. 6 o'clock. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
What a morning.
Such a big morning.
If you're excited about furries, people who live a life in the world, and then a life inside a custom-made fursuit or online.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in a constant state of excitement about furries.
So we have the chairperson of the Furry Association coming up before 6:30.
It's not sexual, guys.
In less than 10% of cases, it's sexual, Grant Denyer. So you're in the minority, Grant, but you're...
We're here for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
great.
So furries are suits. So
we can
like a onesie. Exactly
No. They're mascots, mate, and we poo-poo them as furries.
Yeah.
Mascots, smashcots.
Right.
It's more about, you know, like these suits can cost, what was it, up to $10,000?
$10,000.
Yeah. Yeah, and they can have special bits, not sexual, but you can get special parts of
not
the
sexual.
Suit made. Not sexual.
Not sexual, guys.
Not sexual.
$83,000 for the secret sound.
Whoa.
I'd categorise that as sexual.
Definitely sexual.
Ben, can I hear something sexual?
I'm aroused.
Yes, you can.
I am definitely aroused by that.
No, I want the secret sound.
All right.
Sorry, yes.
Okay, try this.
Sorry, I was cackling. Do it again.
And the clue is, Grant? I went with it yesterday. Guillotine paper cutter.
No, that's your guess.
Oh, sorry. Clue. It's stationary related.
What did you hear Ed ask then in your mind? When you said the exact wrong answer, what did you hear him ask you?
Because I heard the sound, I was going for another crack at it mentally, like as to what it could be. And then when he said something, I was like, oh, I think he wants me to say what's inside my head right now.
Okay, I'm with you. I'd just like to clarify.
Say it. Isn't this the name of this show?
Definitely with a live mic.
You have a special form of deafness for me where you go like...
Yeah. He does.
Hear what you want to hear with me.
It's just called not listening, Ed. It's not a form of deafness. He's ready and loaded with his answer, and I don't give a damn what you're asking me.
It's like Jeopardy.
Ed says something, I say something. That's the rule here.
That's not bad, actually. We should put that on a whiteboard somewhere. Okay.
Sydney, start your engines.
Start your engines, brothers.
Wow, this is exciting. I mean, we're on day, what are we, Thursday?
Yeah.
And the Mad Monday celebrations, in inverted commas. Have we got a bit of Sweet Caroline there?
We can get
that. Still continuing on. There's drug testing happening at the Bulldogs headquarters. There's $40,000 in fines being issued. Grant, I think they've lost their sense of humour.
You know what? I don't think anybody is offended by a couple of guys going out.
Oh,
tickling each other's in the carriage while you're naked on the top of a table in a venue in Sydney.
That's fine. Oh, it's the board says we've got a Bulldogs player here.
Hey, hello. Whoa. Grab your mate on his testicles. Whoa. Don't play it. No, you can't, because if you play it, you know, like Pavlov's dogs?
Yeah.
And then when they hear a bell, they think there's food?
Yeah.
With the Canterbury Bulldogs dogs, when we hear, Sweet Caroline, we've got to drop them and grab the bloke next to us.
It's expensive though. A lot of fines being handed out to the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Grant, didn't you? Yeah. Last seen bloody scaling a light post at the casino after getting that's a pot calling the kettle something. I get hit in the head a lot.
We hear Marcello Montoya's being fined $10,000 for vomiting.
I'm anonymous. If I was fined every time I'd vomited, mate, I'd be bloody. I'd be bloody poor because all I do is grab nuts and spew. That's why they hired me in the first place. That's why they brought me over from the other club. Montoya's all right. He's a good bloke. What, you have a nap on one sign on the street and you're a bad person? That is it.
Are you winding up now? Oh, God.
Bloody play it. There's a bloke walking past. One of my teammates. Come here, mate.
Thank you, unnamed Bulldogs player.
The next in our Ask Me Anything series, and today we're speaking to the chairwoman of Furry Down Under. Her name is Christine Bradshaw, and she is a furry, or we may know her as Foxy Malone. Hello, Christine.
Hi.
Christine, what's a furry?
Oh, in its broadest terms, it's people who are fans of anthropomorphic animals.
Okay, what's an anthropomorphic animal for those of us who are not educated?
It's an animal with human type features, like Bugs Bunny.
So how much, I know the fairy suits, I mean, because the mascot ones, they're just a bit dodgy sometimes, but I know the fairy suits are quite expensive. How expensive can they get?
The most I've seen spent is about $20,000. That's US. A lot of the times they're paying for the name of the maker because fur suits are all handmade, of course.
So that means they're all, so if I've got my own one, Christine, then no one else in the world is like mine.
That's right. Most makers won't copy a suit. You could say, I want my suit to look like somebody else's suit, and most makers will say, no, that's them.
So it's very individual.
So do the fairies get together and hang out? Like, what's the lifestyle of a fairy?
Well, someone who's a lifestyler is someone who's furry majority of the time. They'll dress up in their suits at home and they'll film videos and...
And is there a, you know, because there's YouTube channels for everything, Christine, is there like a most popular international furry that, you know, the channel that's very popular?
some furry YouTubers have a lot of subscribers. A friend of mine is very close to her 1 million subscribers.
Whoa!
1 million subscribers. And what is her furry name?
Picari.
Okay. And what type of animal, anthropomorphic animal, is Picari?
She's a kangaroo.
Like a sexy kangaroo, like a glamorous kangaroo.
She's far from sexy.
See, I always equate fairies with sexy animals, you know, like not necessarily that it's all sexual, but, you know, like the Snapchat filters with and the animals are all really attractive.
Cheeky.
Yeah. Yep, like is Foxy Malone your fursona?
Yeah, she is.
Is she pretty sassy? Is she a sexy animal?
She is actually. She's a lot younger than me. A lot of furries will have their character age with them, but
why would
I decided to keep mine. Good. Yeah, I know. Why
smart,
would you?
Christine. I mean, if you get the pick, I'm going to be 21 and tight and not in my 40s.
Can we talk about the conventions, please?
Sure.
So when and where and how often the furry conventions, how do they happen? How does it all take place?
We've got about 1,000 people who we know of in Australia who are furries and go to conventions. We first started Furdu 10 years ago, and we had 92 people show up.
Wow.
This year, the recent one was in May, we had 680 people show up.
Christine, a lot of people have the preconception about this, that it's all about a sex thing. So is that true? Is this a really sexual thing?
No, not at all. I mean, would you wrap yourself in a fur rug and have your head totally covered up and then feel so sexy?
Great question.
Look, I don't want to judge.
It's a great question.
Who's to say? Ed?
I don't know. I don't know that about myself, Christine. That's a great question.
You could go home and pop a mink rug on and just see if you feel sexy.
No, you're right. Okay, I see what you mean. So you're saying that it's not the sexiest kind of apparel.
But some suits. No.
You're so cuddly. You're so cuddly.
Yeah, but some suits, Christine, I understand, are made to be able to accommodate those who do find it sexy.
Yeah.
Is there a name? You've got names for everyone. Is there names for the sexy ones? Like you got fursuiters.
Really.
You don't call them like the pervies or the stick it innies. I don't
rubbies.
Know.
The rubbies. So, Christine.
I'm so fascinated. We love
you
it.
You guys. And I tell you what, you guys are doing a great job because Furry Down Under has raised over $26,000 for the Animal Welfare League. And this year we'll be supporting the Fresh Start Rescue, a charity that rescues abandoned animals. So your commitment to the animal world goes far beyond the fur universe, Christine.
That's right.
Good on you, mate.
Christine, you are the Furry Down Under chairwoman. Thank you for speaking to us today.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thanks, Christine. Good job, man. Fair on.
Thanks.
Fair on, lady.
Grant Denyer is armed with bachelor scoop.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Can I say, before you go to yours, can you see, I've got the Bachelor Girls poster up.
Yeah.
Can you see that front row? Look at it. You don't want to be in the front row.
God, that is a
They're all bright nearly bar. Gone. So they're all standing around the batchy, right?
Yeah.
Oh. And then in the front row, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 9
is
are
Brittany
gone.
Is in that front row, though?
Yeah, Brittany's there.
Yeah, see, Brittany could be...
The winner.
Anyway. All right, so Grant...
Okay, I've
so
got
Grant
this Denyer. Thing. Right, here we go.
So Grant Denyer. Yeah. So you want some dramatic music to set you
yes.
up?
Yes. Okay,
let's do it.
Here's some dramatic music. No, not that.
Well, that does apply to a couple of the contestants.
It so does. Pull that down. All right.
So last night I was hanging out with the head of The Bachelor, right?
Who's the head of The Bachelor?
So Warner Brothers make...
The head of Warner Brothers? You're with the head of Warner Brothers?
Yes, correct.
Yeah?
So they make The Bachelor and The
just
Bachelorette.
Just name up.
It was a title drop. Title drop.
Yeah,
a title drop.
Oh, God, you dropped it.
Okay,
yep.
Respect.
And,
respect.
And they revealed to me... what was, I thought, the greatest idea ever, which hasn't got up. Now, apparently, The Bachelorette that's about to start is Ali
Ogden. Yeah.
And they said she's wonderful, fantastic. It's a great series. You're going to love it. It's finished.
I heard that the dudes are mad for her. Someone told me that the Bachelorette contestants are like falling all over themselves for her.
Yep.
Really?
They're really happy.
Yes,
very happy.
They were concerned about it at the start, though. They were worried about...
I had heard that, too, but apparently the dude...
About came
the
good.
History, you mean?
Yeah.
There was a little concern about the history, but...
But it came good.
All good now.
Great, fantastic.
All good now. Yeah, but this was the Bachelorette that nearly happened that didn't.
Ooh. Okay.
So, do you remember, there was a lady called Megan, right, who was in Richie Strawn's The Bachelor series.
Am I allowed to open this now?
Can I open it now?
We've got
bits of paper that you've given us.
It says,
can we open
after the secret is revealed.
Okay, not yet.
Okay. So this is. I don't remember Megan.
This is Megan.
Okay.
Megan, will you accept this rose?
I can't.
That's Megan refusing a rose.
She rejected the rose.
Yes, rejected the rose and rejected Richie. Now, the reason why that she rejected him was because she went on to then form a relationship with Tiffany, who was also in the series.
Yes.
You remember now?
Yeah, I remember the pictures.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
So the idea was that Megan be the bachelorette, and what they were planning to do was to put 15 men in front of her and 5 women.
I suggested bisexual bachelor last week.
Well, they contemplated it quite seriously.
That would have been unreal.
Can you imagine?
Bisexual bachelor is amazing.
Oh, that would have been unreal.
So not only are you, who are you going to go home with, but what sex are you going to go home?
This is the thing on Finding Prince Charming, which is gay bachelor. All the contestants in the house all potentially can get it on as well with the main batchy.
Exactly. So it's a whole other level. Can you imagine the hook of her first female-female kiss in that show, what that would do? Because obviously it's very female-strong in the ratings, this, but what they lack, which is why they've gone for the honey badger, is they lack men. Now, there's been a 12% increase in ratings this year, which is due to men coming along to watch the honey badger. So their idea was, if you have a female.
No, we get it.
No, we understand. We're way ahead of you there.
Gotcha.
Hey,
can I open this thing now?
Yeah, it's pictures of Megan. It's really worthwhile.
Why didn't they do it?
Why didn't they do it?
They couldn't get it over the line.
No way.
10 thought it was a little too far.
Censorship.
I didn't think.
God forbid we have, you know, same-sex couples. Oh, my God. No.
But it was
Channel 10.
It was close. It was next close. Time.
They should have done it. Marriage equality passed. Why not?
Grant, Daniel, good scoop, mate.
Good scoop, love.
You've done well there, mate. We'll take the rest of the morning off.
My pleasure. He did already.
He's already been napping on the couch.
Well played.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M, Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now. Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
7:03, here we go. It is $10,000, but it's only for the kids. Grant Denyer, who is playing today?
10-year-old Regan from St. Clair is on the line. How are you today, Regan?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, good manners, Regs. I love it.
Very polite. Mm. Are you looking forward to summer? Why are you looking forward to summer?
Because in the summer I do wakeboarding.
Do you rip it up? Do you backflip? What do you do?
No, I don't do backflips. I'm sort of still learning.
Yeah, good on you. Well,
don't tell a 10-year-old to do a backflip.
Good fun with the family. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, Regan. All your answers must start with the letter N, okay? For newspaper. Each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass, and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first to answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Regan, your letter is N. Good luck. Here we go. Name a month of the year.
November.
A food.
Pass.
A sport.
Netball.
Something you put on toast.
Nutella.
A piece of jewellery.
Necklace.
A cartoon fish.
Nemo.
Something babies wear.
Nappies.
A body part.
Neck.
A sports brand.
Nike.
A gaming console.
Pass.
Good, mate.
Regan, amazing job. Congratulations. Guess what? You got $800.
Yay!
Thank you.
Wow. Very good. You were very good, Regan. I thought that was going to go then.
Great work, Regan. $800 this time. Again, we play again this time tomorrow for Alpha Bucks. Kids.
Look, this will be quick. And I want to know if you think I was if I was out of line.
Okay.
That's all I want to know, because my eldest daughter certainly thought I was. Chella and I went to have some food. And as you know, food's very important
Respect.
To me. And we ordered 2 desserts. It was it was a Black Forest chocolate pudding with cherries and ice cream.
Nice.
It was delicious. Like molten lava in the middle. It was amazing. And so the waitress brought out a drink for me and the dessert for my Chella. Mm-hmm. And I started to panic. Because And I said to Chella, I looked and said, oh, God, didn't I order a dessert? And then the waitress looked at me and she said, I've only got two hands.
Oh, no.
Well, in the past, normally I would have waited till she'd left and said to my Chella, well, calm down, love. But something about being pregnant has just sparked this. I don't know. I just give zero Fs about upsetting people, yeah, which I know, yeah, is strange for people to hear from me. But I generally do feel a lot of guilt if I think I've upset someone. And I don't like confronting people that often. But when I get a taste for the confrontation, really, it's like, you know, you get some red rag to a bull. And so I said to her, I'm sorry. And she said, and she looked at me and she said, she was like, oh, I couldn't put it in my head. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not the tone you just took with me. I said, I was actually not having a go at you. I just thought perhaps I had pregnant brain and I'd forgotten to order it. Uh-huh. And so she said, oh, I'll just go get it now. I'm like, I'm going to eat your hand.
Better be quick.
So she came down, she put it down in front of me and I just looked at her and I just started eating it and I was looking at her.
That's fine.
And then we went to pay and she said, oh, I'm so sorry if I came across as rude.
Come on.
Yeah,
free dessert.
Oh, yeah. She apologized.
No, I had to pay. They made me pay.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
That's like, free dessert.
I'm like, that's a rude.
Grant,
I went free.
That gets you out
rudeness.
Of a tip at least.
Well, no tip. And I very, very pointedly like pressed no tip, you know, when they asked
yeah,
me.
Yeah, man.
No, like I stabbed it. I broke the machine. I got it pregnant with my finger. And I just said, she said, I'm sorry if I came across rude. I said, oh, yeah, you did. And I think you meant to be. Like,
I really
I was saying all the things. You know when someone's awful to you and you walk away and you have the conversation in the shower mm-hmm. later on about what you would have said?
Yep.
When I got in the shower, I had nothing left.
Yeah, I was like, got
it. I left it all on the field. I felt so
good. Work.
I feel so brave being pregnant. I'm growing arms and legs. I don't feel fragile. I'm in the traffic, and if someone cuts me off, I'm hoping they'll pull over. So I have to get out with my big belly and go, let's go. It's on, bro.
Yeah, you like this? Yeah, you want some of this?
I'll chest pump you.
Good work.
The next in our Ask Me Anything series. And guys, I would imagine this is a very important chat for anyone who has their own children or children in their life.
Yeah, and I think we should also probably pop in a trigger warning because this does cover topics such as child abuse. So
absolutely,
we should put that as a caveat at the beginning, but very important.
From the Child Exploitation Internet Unit, we welcome Detective Sergeant Shelley Johns. Hi, Shelley.
Hi.
Look, first things first, thank you for the work that you do, trying to protect our children and everybody's children.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm really glad people like you are out there. But my first question is, you are a mother of two boys, 12 and 10, and
yes.
Your job is to watch.
My job is to ensure that kids, including my own, are as safe online as possible.
And how do you do that?
So our work is to proactively look at all sorts of different online forums, just check out who's using them and make sure that everyone is using them for the purposes that they should be used.
And what are the things that you're looking for in which you're hoping to intervene and prevent?
Well, we're really looking at people that are trying to harm our kids online. So adults that are trying to get nudes from our kids or get information from our kids that they really aren't entitled to have.
So I understand that you most of the time pretend to be a kid online to catch these predators.
I do.
How do you make sure that you sound authentic as a kid as to not, you know, tip off these people?
It's really difficult. Having kids is really helpful. You know, we really rely on friends and families, kids as well, just listening to them and knowing what they're into and what they're talking about and how they're talking online as well, which is totally different from what we would do as an adult.
Mm.
So that takes quite a persona to delve into to be able to do it well. So has that act take some refinement over time?
Absolutely. Yeah, we see what works and what doesn't work. And, yeah, we'll just try and be as current as possible and move with the trends of the time.
Now, I know this is maybe a slight generalisation, but where are the most dangerous places for kids to be unsupervised online?
Anywhere, really. I mean, it's terrifying. It is terrifying.
Okay.
Any child can have access to the internet. So it's less about limiting their access to the internet, but more about teaching them about how to be safe online and ensuring that, you know, as a parent, you know what your kids are doing and what forums they're on, and ensuring that your kids know what to do, you know, not to give out personal information, to know as much as they can that they're speaking to someone they actually know who they are.
So you are, I mean, to be perfectly honest, dealing with pedophiles a lot of the time. You are dealing with people that either want sexual pictures of children or and also maybe even engaging in acts of abuse, and you have to witness those things. How do we know if a pedophile is engaging our children? Like, is there any way to know that? Is there telltale signs? Are there a type of person, or you just never know?
You know, the scary answer is sometimes you'll just never know. Telltale signs are when kids are hiding things from their parents, when they're trying to do things in secret, rather than sitting out on the lounge or the kitchen table, that they're trying to go to their bedrooms and shut doors and that sort of thing. But, I mean, you know, pedophiles come in all sorts of shapes and sizes.
We are talking to Detective Sergeant Shelley Johns from the Child Exploitation Internet Unit.
Now, I know there's one case that stuck with you that we've been told about, where you seized thousands of images and footage of a child from one particular man's house. Can you tell us about that case?
Yeah, sure. It was one, was a really good job within our office. We got a tip off with this man was uploading lots of child abuse images onto the internet. So our normal procedure then is to go and do a search warrant at his home, which we did. We found thousands and thousands of images. One thing we did find was a disc with the name of his daughter handwritten on it, and we found it was absolutely filled with images and footage of him sexually abusing his own daughter.
So he was convicted?
He was. He's spending 18 years in jail.
How much of an impact are we getting there? What sort of numbers is it happening? Are we making a dent? Because I've just started something with my own daughter who's 7 years old. She just put her first YouTube video up the other day. This terrifies me, the idea that I'm sort of giving away some control and protection that I have over her by allowing her online. Look, do you just tell people not to go online at all?
I mean, I feel like if I were you, I'd be cutting my family off. Like, we'd be going rural and living off-grid.
My kids would hate me. No, it's not the answer. It's 100% about the do not give out any personal information online. Even if you think you're talking to one of your friends, you never know who is looking in on that. Never give out anything like phone numbers, addresses, schools. You know, don't upload images of yourself in your school uniform, because then that person knows you go to that school. And asking your kids to never speak to anyone that they don't 100% know who they are. So just talk to their friends online. They don't need to be talking to people overseas. And it's you can tell them that the 15-year-old from Miami is not the 15-year-old from Miami. It's the 60-year-old from the suburb next door to you that is possibly wanting to cause you harm.
I'm so grateful that you're out there, Shelley. I don't know how you do it, but I'm bloody glad you do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Detective Sergeant Shelley Johns from the Child Exploitation Internet Unit. If anyone is listening to this, Shelley, and they're thinking to themselves, you know what, there is something in my life that I should probably report to police, what is the best way for them to do that?
Best way, you can call Crime Stoppers or go to your local police station, and hopefully that can get to us.
Okay. Shelley, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.
At 7:30, and that number, Crime Stoppers, is 1-800-333-000. 1-800-333-000. Let me
entertain you. Kim Kardashian has had to deny that she is the Kiki referred to in this song by Drake. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Now, Twitter is alight with speculation that the two hooked up, and this is what the song is about, because her nickname's Kiki.
That's right, it is too.
And her sister's nickname's Coco.
Did she deny it while standing outside her car that was moving out of the door?
No, I know she didn't do the challenge, sadly, but it would be epic if she did, wouldn't it? And that was the way she said it wasn't me.
Yeah.
But no, and so everyone's been like low-key losing their minds. They've even gone as far. Now, he did another song with Travis Scott, who's making two appearances today in E! News, which is weird. And it's called Sicko Mode. And the lyric is, I crept down the block, made a right, cut the lights, paid the price. Have a listen. I crept down the block, made a right, yeah. Cut the lights, yeah. Pay the price, yeah. So Twitter have got a map of where Drake lives.
Are you kidding?
And where Kim lives. And indeed, you have to go to the block, make a right, and then go down the street to get to her house. Fact. So people are saying, Drake and Kanye hate each other.
Oh, I didn't know that bit.
Yeah, they're in a beef. Kim Kardashian has come out and just said, never happened, full stop, end of story.
Ooh.
So there you go.
I feel commenting gives it legitimacy.
Why would she even bother?
Oh, because Twitter got its knickers. People were reenacting like scenes of where the houses are and the song, and like they really lost their minds. I think she felt like she had to really just squash it down. Speaking of rapper Travis Scott, who's of course the father, well, is he, of which Kardashian?
Kendall.
Kendall. I'm trying to care.
That's okay.
Of Kendall's baby, who I believe looks a lot like the bodyguard who was let go. I'm not saying that's the case.
No,
I'm just saying Kylie's baby. It's Kylie's baby. I'm just saying if you want to Google Stormy Jenner and you go look up the bodyguard and put the photos together, I'm just saying you may come to the same conclusion as me.
Okay.
But I'm not saying it's fact. Nicki Minaj, of course, there was all that drama going down where she released her album Queen. It didn't go to number one because Travis Scott's did.
Yeah.
And she blamed the baby, saying that he deliberately put things up, saying, come and meet me, da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Anyway, here's her on Ellen saying, you know, she was pretty angry.
Why do people say things like upset or angry? When someone says how they feel, they're not always upset or angry.
Well, what were you feeling?
I felt like I wanted to punch him in his face.
Okay. Wow, Ellen's turned into Jerry Springer.
I mean, she went on to say, you know, why the number two album annoyed her.
No, it's not anger. It's just what's right and what's wrong, what's fair. I've had a number two album and I never cared. It's just that when you have a number two album to someone who's selling shirts and merch and selling passes for a tour that's not even announced yet, it feels like you're being tricked. It feels like, you know, someone is playing a game and like beating you at a game as opposed to just selling music.
She's totally good with it.
She's not angry, have
you?
Nah,
not at all. Seems calm.
And finally, now obviously I've spoken about my love of the romantic movie on Netflix, To All the Boys I've Loved.
Yeah, very popular.
So sales of Yakult have skyrocketed since that movie.
I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, there's a scene where he gets in the car and the girls are drinking the Yakult and he finds out it's her favourite drink and the movie mentions Yakult about four or five times. Have a listen.
Hey, look, LJ, what is that?
A Korean yogurt smoothie.
Can I have some of that?
Sure.
Oh, wow. That is really good.
Now, they never actually say Yakult in the movie, but you can see the bottle.
Ah.
Now, Bloomberg has reported the stock has gone up 1.7%, the highest since July 31, since that movie came out.
Look, Yakult is an acquired taste
so sweet.
As well.
It really is.
It is really sweet.
It is, but I love it. I love that that's what's happening now with thanks to Netflix.
That's fantastic. Who would have thought that Netflix would inspire a lot of good gut bacteria? Good on them.
That's why they started.
That's my second last E! News. Tomorrow, there's going to be a very special edition. I can't give away too much, but there will be a guest.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, it's going to be big. Expect fireworks.
Good times.
Yeah.
Got stuff to do, but don't want to miss any of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed? Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
At 7 minutes past eight, what is that sound? $83,000 worth. Kimmy, our executive producer, yes, she guessed the sound. Yes, she is now the keeper of knowledge and slash adjudicator, is sitting to my right.
I can't wait for this to go off. I just can't wait.
I know, she's really burdened.
It's torture.
Burdened of knowledge.
Come on, guys. Let's go
straight to the guesses. Are we starting with Brianne today? Are we starting with Brianne from Blacktown? Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my God.
All right. What's the sound? What is it? Let's hear it one more time. Okay. Go.
I think it's opening an envelope with a letter opener.
Can I just say this answer is so popular. So many people who ring in say it. So I'm glad that you're saying it. Just because it's wrong. Just so everyone knows it's the wrong one.
Guys, it's wrong. Stop ringing with it.
Sorry.
Good try, though.
Thank you, Brianne. Now, let's not forget the clue, Kimmy.
It's stationary related.
Well played. Jess from Kellyville, armed with the clue, armed with the knowledge of todayfm.com.au of all of the incorrect guesses, here is the secret sound. For $83,000, what do you believe it is?
Hi, guys. I think it is pulling the adhesive label off the seal of an envelope on the back of it.
Have you been working on this answer with a few ladies at the office, have you?
Yeah, I have. There's four of us here in the office at Kellyville in Mortgage Choice. And,
Morgan, we've been, guys, Kelly.
Yeah,
now.
Woo!
Have you been recreating it in the office?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And recording it.
Oh, my see if it sounds the
give
same.
Him a prize because
you guys
Kimmy,
are super cute.
You guys are amazing. Yeah.
And we love you guys. We listen to you guys every single day.
Oh, good on you, Jessie.
Yeah.
Well, Jess, you and your workmates will have to go back to the drawing board and
oh,
start.
My God. Yeah.
Sorry.
No worries.
Well, we
thank
love you,
you
dearly. So you got family passes to Kingpin Bowling. That's
yay.
All that's
oh,
amazing.
You
thank very you so cute. Much. You're all amazing. We love you.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks, Mortgage Choice Kellyville.
Another chance to play Jess. When we go 3 hours commercial free.
That's all right.
I've lost my mind.
You all right?
No, I'm just so tired.
Tell you what, though.
Yep.
The big bump brunch slash farewell's coming up tomorrow.
Yay!
There we go. She's back. And there are some spots available. So we're going to go to the registrations at todayfm.com.au, but why not go wild and go... Well, 13, 10, 60.
Yeah, do you want to come along tomorrow? Are you available to come hang out with me, Grant, Ed, wear a bib, or you can eat donuts, mocktails, drag queens? If you can get to World Square tomorrow, we'd love to see you. So just call now, 13, 10, 60.
10 past 8.
My bum, my bum, my little baby bum, and farewell.
Ah.
That's right. Tomorrow will be my last show on Today from Breakfast, although I apparently have to fill in when someone's got to go drive a car.
Grant's driving.
I love that I'm tagging in for you.
Oh, good. Okay, how are you feeling? Can I just check in, just check your temperature, see how you're doing one day out?
I feel I've had such a great week. It's funny, I keep getting all these text messages like, are you okay? You know, I'm like, yeah, I feel awesome. I'm leaving on a good note. We're all speaking. My security pass still works. Like in
so
radio,
far.
Sometimes those things don't, you
dude,
don't get
that.
That
is the classic, the old pass not working.
You get them just like, beep, beep, guys, beep, 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 beep.
That is a classic, that
radio
one.
Is cutthroat, man. Sometimes you'll hear the promo
sorry.
For the next show when you're still in the building. So I'm feeling good.
Good.
I'm feeling like, happy, great.
Good.
Despite what people are trying to write, I'm really great.
And what a way to... finish
yes.
is to have
all you can eat party.
The food, the lineup of food I've got in front of me, it's over to 2 pages now.
Wait, hang on, I didn't get that. Let me have a look.
Do you want mine? Don't have to flick. Here, take mine.
Thanks.
Because we're going to go straight to Samantha from Blacktown. Now, Samantha, there are two elements to this. There's the bump brunch slash farewell. Are you taking part in the first part, the bump brunch?
Hello. Yes, I am. I love listening to the show. I'm also pregnant.
Oh,
about
double.
21
weeks. Well done. Well done.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say that I am going to miss you, Em, hearing you every morning. It's so much fun and joy.
Oh, thanks.
But I do understand you need the time to rest.
I really am going
to
try
for everything
rest.
You've got coming up as well.
Thanks,
good
Sammy.
On you, Sam. We'll see you there tomorrow. Can't wait to see you. Let's not forget, there's also fantastic entertainment. So Coco and Vibe, two great drag queens are performing, and Untame, your next event with fun, flamboyant and glamorous entertainers and experiences. Head to untamedentertainment.com.au to book now. There's prizes. What about the Bugger Boo Bee Pram? What about the Baby Play Gym? What about the Medela Swing Breast Pump? What about the Tommy Tippy Bottle and Sterilizer Set?
What about the Baby Bouncer? What about the Jumbo Box of Newborn Nappies? And I don't know what a baby shusher is, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, so am I. I'm big time for that. Jessica from Harrington Park.
Hi.
Hey.
Darling, I understand you're trying to get pregnant. But it not
yes,
happened.
Been,
yeah, yeah. Totally.
No, we've been trying for a few months, so we're just taking a break so we can just relax.
Yep.
We're not taking a break.
No, I
but,
know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Reset.
Yes.
Well, we'd love
I
to
would
come.
Love to farewell you, Em. I'm going to miss you so much. I'm going to miss your no filter. Where you say whatever's on your mind.
Oh, thanks, honey.
But I can't wait to read your new book.
Yes, female erotica. Can't wait either.
Yeah.
We'd love you to come along tomorrow. Maybe being around all the pregos will rub off on you and you'll get some good juju.
Good.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, Jess.
Excellent work. Couple of spots left. Hey, listen, todayfm.com.au is going to be probably the last place that you can get in because it's happening tomorrow morning straight after the show.
You know, the drag show is so exciting. Yeah, go.
Well, what we should do is I think that to start it off on the right tone, I think you just lay a drop sheet. And then just,
right.
You know what, the drop sheets are sort of lets everyone know that it's A-okay to just go hard.
Well, the bibs arrived. You've been modelling them on our Instagram.
I have tried them out.
They look amazing. Mm.
I thought you were saying in case one of the ladies decides to have the baby.
Oh, gee,
well,
no. No? Oh, okay. We suppose we need to be at the ready.
Then you don't have to put down your Nutella donut.
As you go. Bachelor, eliminated contestant, Rhiannon is joining us next. She's one of the most exciting contestants ever.
Which one is she?
I'll check in the break. I'll check in the break.
Okay.
This is a big story today. 19 people on a New York flight have been taken ill.
Define ill.
An Emirates flight from Dubai to New York, they were spewing.
Like gastro?
They were having issues at a number of ends.
No.
Coughing. Cough and fever, some people.
19 in one flight.
Some people, 10 of them were taken to hospitals, and 9 of them, which is the scary bit, declined treatment. Oh. No, I'm fine. No, you're not. Because people are worried, Grant, that they won't be allowed into the, particularly America.
Yep.
The old no, I'm fine.
Yeah. Now, and then contagion starts.
Exactly. Now, this is the problem, is that Vanilla Ice was one of the people.
Oh no.
Oh, my God.
No, not.
I feel like we should have had a dramatic stab then. In my mind, it went, dun, dun, dun.
Please tell me he's okay.
Well, he could be the monkey from the movie Outbreak, if we're not careful.
What do you mean?
He's patient zero.
If Vanilla Ice has to go into quarantine, what about his hundreds of fans? What are they going to do?
Tens of them.
Do you want to hear Vanilla's?
We're close, mate. So don't knock him. He tweeted me once. So just be careful.
Go for it. What did Vanilla Ice say to you?
He was like, "Hey man, check my bro from down under." It was I did Ice Baby in a commercial break on the feud, and we uploaded it, or someone uploaded it, and okay, it was me. And Vanilla Ice retweeted it and said, "You're awesome. Love this. Thank you."
I love you. Congratulations. You know what?
Congratulations.
How far you've come.
What
you have come so far because I'm really proud of you. I feel like I'm going to take credit for this. At the start of the year, you would never have admitted that you upload that loser video to get Vanilla Ice's attention. Like, you would have been cagey about it. You would blame Shezzy. But I just feel like just then you admitted to being such a loser.
Thank you.
I love you for it. Well, that is great.
You're talking to someone who had a flat top and a rat's tail at the time at which I loved Vanilla Ice the most. So I was kind of next level.
Some people, it's like they go meet the Dalai Lama. For you, it's you got tweeted by Vanilla Ice. And I know which one I prefer, to be perfectly honest. Our next guest was evicted from The Bachelor last night. Good morning, Rhiannon.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
We're fine. How are you? How are you feeling? I mean, look, you had one of the most awkward moments of the entire series.
Can we play it?
My entire life.
Let's play it.
Yeah. I'm not crying because I'm just saying, like, it's not great to be in a, like, situation where, like, it's going to be the first time we do kiss if there's any more times. So you're like, how do you instigate it? It's awkward, you know, and I don't know if he wants to. That's why I'd rather ask, you know what, because I'd rather not be here if he doesn't, like, feel anything.
Oh, darling.
Make it stop, honestly. I don't want to relive it all the time.
Oh, honey. So how are you feeling about all that now?
Look, honestly, watching it was horrendous. Like, I can't give you words. I was like clawing into the couch. I was like, someone turn the TV off. Like, but at the time, like, we actually, obviously you don't see so much of the date, you know? And they only showed the little snippet of it being awkward and like the one question I couldn't answer. So it wasn't that bad at the moment, but watching it was awful. Like, I was like, how do I build a bomb shelter? Like, where am I going to hide? Like, I'm about to move overseas.
You didn't come across bad.
No, you came across like friendly and that type of thing. What did you think? Now you can be honest, Rhiannon, because we know that the problem they've got with this Bachelor, which is also probably why the series is so fun, is that he's very particular type. When you first saw him, what was your reaction?
Look, I was like, well, this isn't Tim Roberts. Like, what? No, but then in saying that, like, he's cute and, you know, I knew that little bits that he was funny and had good banter and stuff like that. So I wasn't disappointed. But, yeah, it's not the usual Bachelor, is it?
He obviously grew on you enough for you to try and plant one on him, though.
Well, like, to be honest, like, I'm on The Bachelor. I get a single date. You give me a rose. Like,
yes,
mate,
yes.
Never been knocked back before. Don't do this to me on TV. Like,
wow.
I love you.
That's so
and
true,
then he did
right.
it, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, what am I going to do?
Rhiannon, I want to ask you, truthfully, since you are dropping bombs, Kat and Romy and Alicia. Yeah. What do you want to say? I mean, if you could say it to them right now, what would you say?
Well, to be honest, you're not going to believe me, but they have another side you're not seeing, and it's, like, actually disappointing to watch. Like, I understand they're saying a lot of things, yeah, that can come across, like, very badly, but in saying that, they were friends with a lot of the girls in the house and had good relationships with a lot of the girls, and later on when others get out, I'm sure they'll give you their opinion too, but...
They had, you know, you're the first one to have a positive one,
yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, because they had some run-ins with the ones that have got out earlier, for sure, but, like... You know, but for Rhiannon, me, they were really nice, but...
Rhiannon, you can't make up the stuff that's being shown. Sure. And I'm watching with my teenage daughters, and I feel horrified at how they're behaving. I don't know how to explain it to the girls. And I think you can say it's editing, but they're still being complete moles at some point in time.
And then, you know, it's not editing, like, as in they've made them say something they didn't say, but I just mean more like they have said a lot of nice things, like, even about... Brit, Soph, myself, Ash, like M, Dasha, they say all positive things about them, but you're never going to see that because they, you know, they guess they only want you to see one side of them, I guess.
Yeah, but if you don't say it, then you don't, they don't show it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know what, sorry, there's a lot of people that would have probably said other stuff too, and they're not showing that. So it's like,
there's another edit coming. All right, Rhiannon, you're out of The Bachelor. You'll be fine.
You're a nice person.
You'll be right. And
you know what? I've kissed people and they didn't know me back. Like, I know, shock horror, but
you're fine, doll. You do you. Of course you do. You do you.
We believe you. I love that someone's come on and said, I've had a kiss before.
You're gorgeous. Thanks, Rhiannon. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
You can enjoy Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, and Ed anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Now we're doing Get Back on the Horse. Here we go. Do you ever know a family, a friend? Do you know a family?
I know a family.
Yeah. A friend or a family member that needs to leave boring behind and get back on the horse. Register your details today, fm.com.au. We could be giving both of you $1,000 cash and tickets to De Bortoli Wine's Golden Rose Day at Rose Hill Gardens. Maybe it's just sister. Maybe she's broken up with a boyfriend.
Yeah, just sometimes people get back into it. People's lives get derailed for lots of different reasons, and they just need something nice sometimes to remind them that they're a functioning, valued human.
That's exactly what we're doing here. Having a great day now. Escape to the Everest Carnival at De Bortoli Wine's Golden Rose Day, September 22 at Rose Hill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. So. We have Em's huge farewell show tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
I love watching you smile when Ed says that. You smile with your eyes, like a real smile.
I'm not happy to be leaving all of you. I'm happy not to set my alarm for four, and that's flat out the truth.
We get it.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Jesus.
You literally have your life back now.
I know. Well, so I said to you on the phone the other day, someone asked me to the movies next week, and I was like, I can.
What are these movies you speak of?
I know. Ed, I'm going to be out past 7 on Tuesday night.
You've gone crazy. You have gone crazy.
People don't realize. I've really, when you take this job on, it's your whole life.
It is a marriage.
Are you okay? Ed, just stop down there. Just grab the desk.
I was trying to think about the movies. The last movie I saw in the cinema was Ghost in the Machine.
I was going to say Porky's.
George Street Cinemas.
Oh,
good night, though.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed wasn't anywhere near as stylish as the Mazda 3 Neo Sport. Available now from an amazing 21,490 drive away. See your local Mazda dealer today.